Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 18th of August, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulkson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll meet Haida Gwaii artist Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson, who has a new CD out, Grizzly Bear Town. It's just been released, and she's going to be performing at the Kulch Historic Theater next week. Plus, some more shameless self-promotion. The Fringe Festival is coming. I'll tell you more about that. We'll take a look at what's going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, hello, Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Got to move my mic around so we can talk. There we go. So, you're from Haida Gwaii.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and you are a singer and an artist and an environmental lawyer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Why am I not hearing you? Let me try that one. Keep talking.
I'm from Skidigit, Haida Gwaii, originally from the village of Sudan.
So there we go.
Also known as Grizzly Bear Town.
Mm-hmm. Which is the name of your
yeah.
new CD.
Yeah.
So there's a nice segue right there. So is this your? This isn't your first CD, though.
No, it's my third album.
Yeah. And how long have you been a performer?
I started performing in a traditional dance group when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept that up all the time. I also perform with my husband's dance group, Rainbow Creek Dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Davidson is my husband. So it's been always been a part of who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're married to Robert Davidson, then performance and art is always part of who you are. But what started you with it? Was it just like a family thing with the dance group?
So actually part of the reason why we selected the name Grizzly Bear Town is my great-grandmother was a song custodian for my village, and she lived until 109.
Wow.
She died in 1970, and she had recorded over 100 songs. She probably knew more than that.
Yeah.
And so I knew her when I was very young. I have vague memories of her. But I often think back about the time what she would have gone through in her experience in her time and what she would have faced in colonization.
Mm-hmm.
And I also always wanted to go back and sit with her again because I was so young when she was alive and learn from her and learn more about Haida culture, learn more about Haida songs. And one of the songs on the album is about that. It's about finding a new way forward in colonization for us as Indigenous peoples and also us as Canadians, everybody concerned. And so the song is a meditation about that, and it's an important song for the album. And so that's why we decided to name the album Grizzly Bear Town.
Yeah. Well, that's a fascinating story in itself, is your great-grandmother's story, because as the custodian of the culture, of the songs, doing it at a time when colonialism was very oppressive, and it was almost be something that she would have to do in secret.
Yeah. Well, certainly she would have seen potlatches in Skidans, and some of the recordings that survived talk about being a very young girl on the beach in Skidans and watching the canoes, all the canoes come from another village, and what she saw as a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she witnessed all of that. But there was a time, of course, when that the potlatching was outlawed and she wouldn't be able to share the song publicly. But she certainly shared them privately in our home. To us as children, it was something we always heard growing
so
up.
It was very precious to keep all that alive. Now this CD that you have, it's you've got some great artists working along with you, Bill Henderson and Clara Lawrence from Chilliwack. Have you known them for a long time?
Well, I've known Bill longer than Claire, and I worked with Bill on a project a number of years ago where we took all of the old archival recordings that I spoke about, every single recording we could find of the Haida Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to about 1,500 tracks and then selected one song or more than one song if there were different performances and archived it into a box set. And Bill worked as the audio engineer for that project, along with Bruce Riddell, who is a composer.
Mm-hmm.
And helped produce that project. So I knew that he had interest in Haida oral traditions, Haida musical traditions. And then a number of years ago, we were asked to perform together at a fundraiser for Music BC, who was looking to purchase instruments for Haida Gwaii. So, of course, that was something that I wanted to support if he was there. And they asked all the musicians who were performing at that benefit concert to collaborate and find a way to do performances together. Well, I don't think anybody wanted to sing with a traditional singer. And so Bill was the one who was keen to do it. And so we had like two one-hour rehearsals together. And the first one, he said, you know, I really think that we'd benefit from having my friend Claire Lawrence involved because he does very inspirational music, just sort of ad lib. And so we had another rehearsal with him, and then we're on the stage, and we loved it so much that we said we really should connect again sometime in the future. And it took a while to come together and make this album. We've been making the songs now for the last year in the studio for it.
Well, let's hear one of the tracks now. Why don't we start with the title track? You had already mentioned some of the significance of it, Grizzly Bear Town.
Thank you. Vestiges remain today.
Terry Lynn Williams Davidson, along with Clara Lawrence and Bill Henderson, the title track of her new CD, Grizzly Bear Town. You were mentioning while we were playing the song that it was the recording experience itself was very free and improvisational, and you know every track was different in that. Was that the first time you worked in that kind of environment?
For an album like this, yes, yeah. But of course that is the sort of feel that we go through in dance performances and mm-hmm. potlatches.
Yeah.
Things are just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's that moment of.
And that's, I mean, that's really a very, in terms of recording, it's really a more traditional style. You know, I was just saw a documentary not long ago about early recordings. Record companies would go through the U.S. Southeast and record traditional musicians, and they had the equipment they had. You couldn't do a second take. You had a, right. a shellac disc and a needle, and you just start playing. And if you made a mistake, well, you just kept on going.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, live off the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun to go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you the CD has also been released in conjunction with a book and also a gallery exhibit at the museum in Haida Gwaii.
Yes.
Is it in Skidigit?
Or? It is at the Haida Heritage Center, mm-hmm. Haida Gwaii Museum.
Yeah. So what's in the book?
So I started a project about 4 years ago looking at female supernatural beings of Haida Gwaii, and I wanted to portray what they look like, mostly because I saw young kids who are enthralled with Disney princesses. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, wait a minute. We have these amazing supernatural beings in Haida oral traditions that have magical powers and could help us. in our path forward. And so I wanted to envision what they might look like. Of course, many artists have depicted them in carvings, in sculptures, in masks, or paintings. My husband has done many supernatural beings, but they're abstract representations, and I wanted to find something that was more realistic. So I started going through this process of visualizing what they might look like based on the ethnographic record and based on what my mother told me about the supernatural beings and my elders at home. So that's how I started this very finely curated exhibition of images so that people and kids could visualize what the supernatural beings look like. And then I also wanted to produce an album about the supernatural beings, but I kind of got waylaid with this exhibition because it was a very time-consuming project to create each of those 43 images in the exhibition, including some portraits, and one of the portraits is on the album cover.
So are these images photographs or carvings?
They're photographs, and each one of them has some of my husband's art ghosted into the background so that you could also make the connection to the abstract representations of the beings or the sculptures of them. And they're large photographs mounted on die bond. A couple of them are light boxes, and those are the two that are about Raven bringing light to the world and Raven after they brought light to the world. So the book cover is the image of Raven when she or he was white and discovering light just before stealing it and going through the smoke hole and then becoming black. Yeah. And so I've done a lot of work in researching what their oral narratives are going with each of the images, and then also what my interpretation of that oral tradition is and what lessons are there for us today and how does that bear on us as people and our path forward, but also our land and resource management. Especially coming from Haida Gwaii, we're an islands community in the middle of the ocean, and it's that's really become our focus now, is how are we going to manage the land and sea for future generations.
So tell me about some of these supernatural beings. Who are they, and how can they help out?
So one of them that is on... I should also just backstep a bit. Yeah. There are a couple of the images that also have associated soundtrack. And so we worked with a programmer to have motion-activated sound so that when you came to look at the image, then a song would come. There's one for Foam Woman, and she's the ancestress of all the Haida people who are ravens. There's one for Landslide. I have an archival recording of my great-grandmother singing a grizzly bear song for an image, a video of a grizzly bear transforming into a woman and back to a grizzly bear. So there's also a video in the exhibition as well. But one of the songs is about Landslide, and it is some of the supernatural beings are also crest figures that belong to my clan. One of them is the Landslide, and some of those have very little written in the record about them, and this is one of those. And so it's a face painting that we could wear, with a face painting that was recorded by Franz Boas when he was up in Haida Gwaii. And the ethnographic record said that Landslide represented the irresistible power of the chief. And so that caused me to think about, well, what is an irresistible chief? What is the irresistible power of a hereditary chief today? And so I looked and wrote lyrics based on that idea of from the perspective of a Landslide. It's probably one of the most dramatic songs on the album, and it is about the Landslide believing in people, about the ability of a Landslide to come through and clean a whole side of a mountain so that life begins anew. And that happens when there is imbalance, which is what we face today in this world. But there is hope after a Landslide, as dramatic as it can be. And so the first part of the song goes through those English lyrics, but then it goes into more free-flowing Haida lyrics. And the beauty of those Haida lyrics is they're so guttural and so wild and so something that you wouldn't hear today, that it was just so wonderful just to indulge in those lyrics and indulge in those really deep sounds that sound so ancient and just get it out there with the music. And it's a different song on the album, but one that we really like and one that is part of the exhibition as well.
Wonderful. And you're going to be presenting this to the Vancouver audience at the Cults Historic Theater next week, isn't it?
Yes, August 27th.
Right, that's Sunday, I think.
So we'll be releasing, we just did this in Haida Gwaii in Skidi and Amasit, so we'll release the book as well as the album and then have a concert and some refreshments at the Cults as well, so it'll be fun.
Will some of the images be included in the concert as projections?
No, I think what I'm going to do is have some of the images in the book launch portion of it.
Yeah.
So I'm working through that with the cult right now. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice to show some of that as well. And there are, we have a couple of background vocalists on the album as well, Camille and Saffron Henderson, and they'll also be joining us in the concert. Beautiful, beautiful background vocalists.
Yeah.
They're in the album, one of the songs we worked with some local Haida singers to give background vocals, and My Mind Is Relieved. Two of the songs we recorded live in Guayanas. We went down to Skunguay last September. You can hear the birds in the background.
It's beautiful.
So wonderful.
Nice.
To hear them too.
Yeah.
And to experience the place and have the place come into the music. So
wonderful. Yeah. So Terry Lynn Williams Davidson, which doesn't sound Haida at all. What is your Haida name?
My Haida name is Giraskotslie Lalochagans, and Giraskotslie is my great grandmother's name, mm-hmm. Susan Williams. Lalochagans is the name that she gave me when I was a baby. It doesn't have a direct translation, neither does her name.
Yeah.
The closest translation is Beautiful Sound, and that was the name of my first solo album.
Okay, before I start crying, I'll have to put it off. That was beautiful. Thanks so much for
sharing your time with us.
We'll play one more song to let you go. But I just wanted to once again remind everyone to look for the show at the Cult Historic. And how do people get tickets for that?
There is a page on the Cult website where you can buy tickets.
Yeah, and there will be probably a Facebook thing as well. I'll find it and post it on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
and
best
of luck and hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
So this is the song you were talking about before. It's called Landslide Lady.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
If you say what you want to say. The Humanitarian Organization for Providing Empowerment, also known as HOPE, aims to work in partnership with marginalized societal groups in a way that shows awareness and respect for their backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs. We host mentorship programs for inner-city students, Warmth of Winter outreach programs for homeless residents of Vancouver, and annual conferences to challenge the stigma around various societal issues.
That was nice. What a lovely person. So we've got, let's see here. Oh, hey, this is a good show. This is called Good Egg, and it's going to be also at the Cult Historic. No, at the Fire Hall. The Fire Hall. My mistake. Okay, start again. It's called Good Egg, and it's going to be at the Fire Hall Theater next week. It's a dramatic comedy by Dorothy Fortenberry, starring Brooke Walker, Robert Allen Hughes, directed by Hans Potter. And the blurb goes, responsible Meg has always taken care of her younger brother, Matt, who has a disorder. But when she decides to get pregnant and have her embryo screened for various disorders, is she taking the idea of being responsible too far? A funny and surprising play about bioethics, siblings, and the limit of unconditional love. Or maybe the conditions of unconditional love. Tickets are $30. They can be bought online at firehallartcenter.ca or at the main gate at, it says Main and Gore, but it's actually Cordova and Gore. And that opens on August 22nd and goes till the 26th. And if you want to know more information, you can go to firehallartcenter.ca. The Ponderosa Music Festival is going on at Rock Creek in the sunny south. What do they call it? Is it the South Okanagan or it's the boundary, Kootenai boundary area? You know, it's that space between Osuyas and the Kootenais. Lots of great local and international performers are going to be there, including these guys, Five Alarm Funk. United Players is gearing up for their 2017-18 season. The first play is Mr. Foot's Other Leg by Ian Kelly, directed by Sharon? Directed by Sarah Rogers. It plays the Jericho Arts Center starting on September 1st. In Georgian London, no one is more famous than Samuel Foote. Satirist, impressionist, and dangerous comedian, he's become a star in the early days of celebrity culture. Adored by many, despised by some, Foote finds himself at the sharp end of attacks from the press and a surgeon's knife. In an age obsessed with fame, his colleagues from the worlds of science and the stage, from Benjamin Franklin to David Garrick, begin to wonder, does fame make you mad? Ian Kelly's riotously funny play based on the amazing true story of Mr. Foote explores our obsession with celebrities and their rise and fall. Sarah Rogers directs, Simon Webb's in the cast, so there's two great reasons right there to go see it. It also stars Kaz Lesgard as Mr. Foote, with a star-studded cast of local professional and amateur players, and tickets are $20 to $26 depending on the evening. It goes Thursday through Sunday from September 1st to the 24th, and you want to find out more, you go to unitedplayers.com, and once again, that's Mr. Foote's Other Leg.
We'll be right back.
So there's this this thing going on tomorrow. What are they called? The Worldwide Coalition Against Islam are having a rally outside Vancouver City Hall tomorrow afternoon. And so another group called Stand Up to Racism Metro Vancouver are going to go to protest the protesters. And a lot of controversy around this, not so much about, you know, whether or not being a racist and anti-Islam is a good thing, but what to do about it. And a lot of people are very firmly determined to meet them head on, face them, shout them down, let them know they're not welcome. And others are saying, no, ignore them. Ignore them. Just leave them alone. Pretend they're not there and they'll go away and do something positive instead. Actually, that's kind of a misrepresentation. That's not what they're saying. They're not saying ignore them and they'll go away. Just don't feed them. Don't give them a reason to get uglier. Because we know they will have weapons and they will be looking for a fight. And if you show up, you know, people that show up to oppose them have to be prepared for that. So do what, you know, if you are going to go, don't engage. Don't, if they push, don't push back. You know, show them to be the ugly creeps they are and just be there and show that you're better than that. I wasn't going to go into a rant, but I couldn't help myself. But on a positive note, next week, I guess 2 weeks from now, September 9th, there's an event by the Anti-Oppression Network that's going to be at the Carnegie Center, 2 o'clock, Saturday, September 9th. It's called Addressing White Supremacy, Fascism, and Oppression in the Downtown East Side. Organized and taking place on unceded Coast Salish territories, we stand in reconciliation. We stand with reconciliation, reparations, equity, autonomy, self-government, and justice for all Indigenous people. A community discussion on the roots and current actions of white supremacy, all supremacy, colonization, and oppression. There's a YouTube video with some background information on it, and other details are being worked out, but just be aware that that's happening Saturday, September 9th, 2 o'clock at the Carnegie Center at Main and Hastings in the heart of downtown Vancouver. Let's see here. We got to play something nice. How about, where is she? Where is she? There she is. Let's hear Deborah.
You left me on a corner in the rain. You had two umbrellas. You gave mine away. What kind of a person does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough, not good enough. I wandered round the city through the night. I wish that I smoked, I wished I had a light, 'cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life. And now I've gone blind, now I'm blind. Remember your name, but one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again, alone again. I cried on the night bus, then slept, and when I awoke, I knew I was a mess. When the driver said, sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest, tomorrow'll be better, I'll bet. Remember your name, but one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again, I'm alone again. I didn't know, I didn't see the signs that our time had run out. We disappeared like tears through rain, so now I'll go and lick my wounds again. I don't
man I love. All the time in the world, there's just never enough. And one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb. I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone. Again.
Time now for Dave Radio shameless self-promotion. Fringe Festival is coming up starting on September 7th until the 17th, and your humble host is going to be on stage this year. First time I've actually been on stage at the Fringe Festival. Well, technically it's not exactly true. I did one night only fill-in for someone about 5 years ago, but let's just say this is it. The show is called Obit, a deathly serious comedy written and directed by Kathy Collis and Simon Roberts, known as Alone Together Productions. It basically asks the question, what's the difference between what we say about people after they've died and how we felt about them in real life? It also takes a look at other issues like end-of-life care and reproductive choice, among other things. It's a comic look at three intertwined stories of people with buried pasts and how we get or how we want to be remembered. And there are six shows. There's a half-price show on Thursday, September 14th. And if you want more information, you can go to the Dave Radio Facebook page. There's a nice link to Obit the Play. And you can also go to the Vancouver Fringe Festival website, buy some tickets, and remember to get in on Obit, a deathly serious comedy featuring your humble host.
Summer. 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 The summer double issue of Discorder magazine is out. Grab one right now to read features about accessibility in Vancouver, Western Front's media artist in residence, Gabby Dow, about Gable Vision, the LGBTQIA+ video history archive at Vivo, local thriving 18-year-old hip-hop artist Prado, an interview with the Chinatown Concern Group, Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. Plus, you can cure your FOMO with our concert reviews, amp up your summer playlist after reading our album reviews, and of course, there's a special taroscope waiting for you in the summer issue of Discorder magazine. Pick one up today at a stand in your neighborhood. Thanks to our advertisers, the Rickshaw Theater, Current Symposium, the Cinematheque, Live Van, the Rio Theater, Audiopile, Rifflandia, and Mint Records.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. I didn't want to play that right now. All right. Anyway, it's time for the, because it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Stage 43, Theatrical Society in Coquitlam is doing The Fantastics, directed by friend of the show, Shalene Scott. That show is happening in January of 2018, and the auditions are next week, August 19th and 20th at the Evergreen Cultural Center on Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam, looking for male and female characters between the ages of 16 and 75. The Fantastics is a classic bit of musical theater from the early 60s, a real it's one that's not done very often, but it is a real real joy to experience. So I definitely recommend any actor that wants to be a part of a good show, check out The Fantastics. And Shalene is, I got to work with her last year with Ensemble Theater, and she's a great director. So there you have, Shalene, you have the official Dave Radio seal of approval. There's some employment opportunities right here at CITR, some student opportunities, and a non-student job is open as well. Student opportunities for Indigenous Media Collective Coordinator, Access Collective Coordinator, Gender Empowerment Collective Coordinator, Production Coordinator, Sports Broadcast Coordinator, UBC Affairs Coordinator, and Music Affairs Coordinator. And the non-student job is called Social Media and Online Communications Coordinator. Job descriptions are available at the CITR Discorder website. Deadlines are, let's see, the Indigenous Media Collective Coordinator deadline is August 24th. Deadlines for all the other student positions is August 28th. And the Online Communications and Social Media Coordinator deadline for applications for that one is Wednesday, August 30th. So once again, go on the CITR Discorder website to find out details on those jobs. And we're also looking for submissions for Shindig 2017. It's CITR's 34th annual Battle of the Bands, looking for musicians and bands of all shapes and sizes and genres. Winners of Shindig received studio time, master tracks, and a feature in Discorder magazine, along with merchandise production and showcase opportunities. You submit by sending a demo of original material, including a minimum of 3 songs. The demo can be in any format that we can use, including online stuff like SoundCloud or Bandcamp. You can send the MP3s directly to us. If you've got a cassette or a CD or some other bit of hardware, you can send that to us as well. We also need your contact information. We need your email address and your phone number. So send both of those along with that stuff to us at submissions, shindig.submissions@gmail.com, or you can drop them off in person right here at CITR. Now, if you've got other stuff like bios, photos, and articles, interviews, that kind of stuff, we won't reject them. We won't look down on you for bringing them, but they're not necessary. You don't have to if you don't have them. We'll just take your name and your email address and your music. Deadline for submissions is the 1st of September, so you got just about, just under a couple of weeks left to get all that together. The Fraser Valley Stage Company is doing The Gondoliers by Gilbert and Sullivan. They're still looking for someone to play Marco Palmieri, a young to middle-aged adult tenor with an easy top A. Now, this show is going to England. It's going to be on stage in Abbotsford in February and March of 2018, and then it's going to hop on the plane for August. August 8th, there's going to be a performance in Yorkshire. So that'll be exciting, so you might want to get in on that. Contact Margaret, and she is her phone number is 604-853-5280, or just go to the Fraser Valley Stage or Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society to find out more about that. Christmas in the Country and Theater in the Country and Theater in the Grove are doing A Christmas Carol. That's going to be happening in November 23rd to December 16th in Maple Ridge and Langley. Auditions are on August 27th and 28th in Maple Ridge. The show is not technically a musical, so it's not the the Albert Finney Scrooge. This is just a play about Scrooge, a play about Christmas Carol, but we'll include Christmas songs and some choreographed movement. So if you want to know more about that, go to theaterinthecountry.com. We got another note from Fraser Valley Theater. They're doing their Little Mermaid. They're doing their pantomime called The Little Mermaid, and that's going to be up in November at the Surrey Arts Center. The audition dates for that are August 27th and 29th. And you can go to, once again, fvgss.com for more information on that. Vagabond Players doing their pantomime of Sleeping Beauty at the Burney Lake Theater in Queen's Park in New West. That's happening November 23rd to December 17th. The auditions are on Monday, August 21st at the Burney Lake Theater in sunny Queen's Park in New Westminster. Then we've got North Van Community Players Panto doing the Doctor of Oz, a self-help panto, directed by our friend Miles Lufkulich. And that's going to be up in November. The auditions are in September at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. We've also got Emerald Pig Theatrical Society doing a show called Things That Go Bump in the Night, a unique evening of music, magic, and mayhem. What they're looking for there are singers, dancers, musicians, storytellers, magicians, actors, and poets to put together a live kind of a cabaret kind of show in Maple Ridge in October. The auditions for that are August 31st and September 9th, and you can go to emeraldpig.ca to find out more about that. And Royal City Musical Theater doing cabaret for their big show at the Massey in April of 2018. They'll be auditioning in September 17th, 24th, and the 1st of October. If you want to know more details, you can go to royalcitymusicaltheater.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you go to vancouveractorsguide.com or vancouverpubliclibrary@vpl.ca. If you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And let's see, we got a couple of minutes left. We got time for one more quick song. How about Madeline? Got to pot it up.
I'm not saying this on some whim. See, I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms, and I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I I've got ooh, ooh.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Special thanks to Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson for dropping by, sharing her music with us. And don't forget, you can catch her at the Cult Historic on the 27th of August. Don't miss that show. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2. And then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?